We're live here at Duncan Park in advance of opening day for the Hartford Yard Goats, their 10th year in existence. It might be the 8th here at Duncan Park, I think. And first pitch is at 7:10. There are still some seats available, obviously, and it's a great deal in terms of parking. It's $5 to park. And they're playing the Somerset Patriots, the Yankee affiliate. So, you know, it's always a good draw because a lot of people want to see the next stage prospects for the Yankees. It's really great. It's maybe our third year doing this with me, and I love coming here. Now we sort of get to catch up with, you know, people we know well now. And one of those individuals, Aisha Pettaway, the executive director. Is it the Yard Goats Foundation? Is that okay for me to say it that way?
Yes.
And you're in your third year?
Yes.
First of all, how are you?
I'm doing great. Like, yeah. I mentioned, it's always great to see you. This is always an exciting time of year when you guys kind of pull up and hang out. So
yeah, it is. I mean, I feel strongly that the Yard Goats are so institutionally important to the city of Hartford now. I mean, think about it. If this wasn't here, do you think those developments would have been built? I don't know if they would have. And, you know, and all this stuff and the work that you guys do. I mean, just to refresh people's memories out there because, and you know, the organization from the Solomons down through Tim and you are such a generous culture here. Mm-hmm. Just talk about the foundation and what you guys do.
Well, like you mentioned, what you see happening around and also just for our fans as well, yes, there's a lot of development, but we're still doing what Yard Goats do. So please come on down and look out for the things for parking. But like you mentioned, the ballpark going up here in the middle of, you know, connecting the downtown to the north end of Hartford, it's that. And so the development you see is still part of that connection. So we're super excited to still be here and still also connecting those communities. Those big commitments that were made 10 years ago when the Yard Goats came here are still true, are still vibrant, and still well and still alive. So I'm just a benefactor of having the ability to make sure that we're holding true to that commitment.
So what, in terms of, like, what's been going on with your group? Like, what sort of stuff are you up to right now?
Oh, boy. So opening day is kind of like a big celebration. I get to hang out with my coworkers, and this is an off-season kind of work for them. But for me, the foundation is always running. We're always in the community, whether we're instituting attendance and kindness programs inside of schools, culinary programs where we invite schools down to the ballpark and they cook with a local chef and chef up some great meals, and they eat the food right inside of our luxury suite, which they're treated like little VIPs. For our theater program, which next week they'll have their big celebration or their big performance here, where we partner with two schools. Hartford Stage goes in with the school, so after-school program, and the performance is here on April 9th, along with the dance enrichment team who will open
wow.
up that.
So we're using the facility quite a bit, not just
oh,
for baseball.
Oh, yeah. That is what is very true about what we do. We swing the gates open to things other than baseball and allow exposure and opportunity, beginning with our youth and then beyond.
We're talking with Aisha Pettaway, the executive director of the community partnerships, and the foundation with the Hartford Yard Goats. What's challenging, though? Like, what's difficult about what's going on or what you're doing?
I mean, the challenging piece is always trying to stay very on top and relevant with what we want to do and need to do with programming. And so you need to make sure
the kids want to be involved.
And make sure the kids want to be involved, the community at large involved, right? And that the information and the programs that we're putting out, we want to be intentional about that, and because we have the ability to be intentional about our impact and our mission. And so I think for us, it's just, you know, because we are so busy and we want to be the best neighbors we can be, like, just making sure that we're constantly getting the right information and being committed to that kind of the information that our community needs or the impact that they need, that we're staying connected with that.
Is your daughter coming to the game tonight or no?
Absolutely. Okay. She woke me up this morning.
She's 11.
Do I have to go to school? It is opening day. Like, this is a holiday, lady. Like, do I have
Good
to go?
Good for her.
We call it the schoolhouse. I'm very old school sometimes in my verbiage with my young people. So she's like, do I have to go to the schoolhouse or am I going to the ballpark? It is you know what day it is.
I
so
love it.
I'm going to leave at 12 and go get them. And
you can guarantee she's going to talk the same way to her kids, too. The ballpark. The schoolhouse. I love it. Aisha, it's great to see you.
It's always great to see you. Go Goats. Happy opening day. I'm super proud and super happy to be here. And thank you again for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
Well.
We love it, too. Aisha Pettaway with the Yard Goats Foundation.